A new weekly sea ice report is aimed at forecasting changing spring ice conditions for walrus and seal hunters in communities along the northern Bering and southern Chukchi Sea. The Sea Ice for Walrus Forecast is a collaboration between NOAA, the National Science Foundation, and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. The forecast blends the work of scientists, instrument measurements, the Eskimo Walrus Commission, and the observations of Alaska Native sea ice experts who live in the areas being monitored. Hayo Eichen is a professor of geophysics at UAF. He says they're providing the forecasts for 3 months in the spring.
As we were talking with people, we had originally thought, well, we'll do it in April and early May, but then they said, well, no, for us, it's really important to get it through the middle of June, which is when, of course, as the ice retreats, people start to travel longer distances by boat from these communities to follow walrus or ice seals. And under those conditions, of course, knowing more about exactly where is the ice, what's the weather predicted to be, is becoming more important from a marine safety perspective.
Do you see, and I know that you're just sort of getting started with it now, it's in its early stages, but do you see this expanding to other communities perhaps next year?
The Center for Environmental Prediction that actually makes these forecasts, they're running now a special forecast for the northern Bering Sea and southern Chukchi Sea. And in doing so, those folks, these are people sitting on the East Coast, they are very much looking for specific feedback from local experts saying, well, you know what, your wind speeds are consistently too high, or, you know, the forecast wind direction isn't good, or, you know, other issues related to ice forecasting. So what we're hoping is that ultimately, based on those types of comments and that type of feedback, that they'll be able to improve the general products that they're putting out for Alaska Arctic or coastal communities.
It seems that there's been an increasing acknowledgement from Western science of traditional science, people who have been living in these areas for generations and making keen observations about them. Is there a way to quantify how much of this project is Western science methods and how much is traditional science, people in the communities on the ground or on the ice, I should say, making these observations?
On the one hand, you have these forecasts that come from sort of these traditional weather forecasting models, and you have satellite data. But either one of those in of themselves is really not all that useful. What you want to do is link that to the knowledge that people in these different communities have about how they use the environment. So even being able to forecast a specific wind speed doesn't really help you much if you don't know whether, you know, people are going to be out in a boat and they're mostly concerned about gusts of wind, or whether they're concerned about which way the ice might be drifting, potentially entrapping boats. And so I would say that it's really the combination of the two.
In the course of putting this together and working on it now, have there been things that were completely surprising or unexpected that you've found in the work?
During the fall, when you have these storms come in that could potentially present a hazard to the coast, you know, leave the coast very vulnerable to erosion, that you have certain types of ice that form in the fall that actually help mitigate some of the bad impacts of these storms. So you literally have ice berms that form that seem to be as effective or more effective than any type of artificial berm that you could put in, or any type of artificial armoring that you would put in to help protect the shoreline. Whether these types of berms form or not, under what circumstances, and what their role is in helping mitigate the impact of false storms, that's not understood well at all. And so that's just one example of where you can have people give us a whole new perspective on how some of these things work along the shoreline.
UAF Professor Hayo Eichen is one of the scientists working on the weekly Sea Ice for Walrus forecasts. Links to the current forecasts are at our website, aprn.org.